are listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball,
a podcast.
It's by fans from the iubase.com website.
For anyone wanting more information on the Indiana University baseball program. Welcome back to Talking Hoosier Baseball. It has been quite a while since we've all been together. Of course, we had the episode to close out March when the season ended, and then we had our fantasy draft in April. And if you haven't checked that out, definitely do so. But this episode is being recorded on Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. I'm Chris Feeney, and we're here today with Carl James, the master of the RPI, our stat guru, Cassidy Palmer, and the creator of iubase.com, Josh Bennett. Now, whether it's your first episode or your 53rd episode, we're glad you're aboard. 53 was a hard number to come up with for a player, but I did figure out that Braden Scott has 53 career strikeouts as a Hoosier, so we'll call this the Braden Scott episode. Now, what we have today for you guys is a special guest interview. Kip Fugers, incoming freshman, is going to spend some time with us, have a conversation, and we'll get to know him a little bit, and also, maybe a little behind-the-scenes stories you never know, whatever Kip's willing to give us. First off, though, we're going to touch on some Hoosier highlights, because now that baseball is finally back, there is some stuff to talk about. So we figured we'd give you some updates before we start our talk with Kip. Summer League, we've already had McCade Brown win a pitcher of the night in the Colonel Collegiate League. He threw five innings with 13 strikeouts, just one hit and one run. Gabe Bierman, who was also in the collegiate lead, had a great performance, four innings, five Ks, set down 11 in a row at one point, no runs, one hit. Ty Bothwell, he's in the Coastal Plain League. He won pitcher of the night also just the other night, four innings, seven strikeouts, and he punched out the first five out of six guys to start the game. Another big highlight we saw from Jacob Southern, he's a grad transfer. He hit a bomb for the Orlando Scorpions. Go to IU Bay 17. I've got the video up there. It's in the Florida Collegiate League. Trust me, he's going to have – I don't think he's going to have much of a problem hitting the scoreboard. Let's just put it that way. Because he probably would have hit it on that home run, the one that you'll see in the video. So that's for some summer league updates. Now, for the pros, we actually have baseball to talk about. Major League Baseball, 60-game season, as we know. We have six Hoosier alumni in the MLB camps right now. And at Pro Ball Hoosiers on Twitter was able to get me the numbers. Alex Dickerson's going back to his Hoosier number for number 12. Kyle Schwarber, number 12 for the Cubs. Josh Fegley, number 4 for the Cubs. Kyle Hart's rocking number 81 for the Red Sox. He threw a bullpen yesterday at Fenway. Looked pretty good. Aaron Slager's number 57 for the Tampa Bay Rays. And just today, Caleb Barriger got added to the Giants taxi squad. So he's going to be part of the Giants roster out there. Couldn't get a number for him. It happened too quick. Just to, in case you don't know, July 23rd is opening day. Every team's going to have a DH, so that could help some of our Hoosiers get some more ABs. There's going to be a three-batter minimum for relievers, unless it ends an inning. That's new. And if it goes to extra innings, a guy starts on second base. That's a new thing. We put our poll out there, and people didn't seem too happy about it, but either way, that's what Major League Baseball is going with. So we'll be able to keep track of the Summer Bowl guys. We're going to try to keep track of the alumni through the summer. But for tonight, it's time for a discussion with Kip Fugers. And Kip, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for giving us some time.
Glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me out.
Now, Cass is going to give us some stats. She was able to, with Josh's help, they were able to get teamwork job to get some of his high school numbers. And she's going to share them with you now.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual for me to be working with stats that I didn't do myself. So this was a bit of a learning experience. But looking at Kip's numbers, had a career batting average of .490 and actually improved that every year. Last year, getting it up to .519. He also improved his on-base percentage every year. And last year, that number was 675 on base percentage last year. And in 2018, he hit 8 home runs each. And One thing I found interesting, last season he had, when you include walks and intentional walks, had 31 walks, which was about 26% of his total plate appearances, which is pretty impressive to do. So, yeah, so that improvement year to year definitely looks really, really good on the stats side. So, Josh, do you want to lead us off?
Yeah, so Kip, thanks again for being with us tonight. You were originally recruited by Coach Lemonis and his staff. So how did you react when the change was announced, and what was it like getting to know the new staff?
First, I was really nervous. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen with me and the program, and yeah, I was pretty nervous. So just sitting there waiting and seeing what was going to happen with the new coach hiring, and it was making me giddy. So finally, when I saw that Coach Mercer was elected the head coach, that I finally got to talk to him. And just seems like he's a really energetic guy, loves the game of baseball, and I think he's a good fit for IU baseball.
Well, excellent. Now, I guess that our kind of the next question is why you settled on baseball? You did play basketball. You were in the state title game. Can you talk a little bit about that experience, and then what led you to choose baseball finally?
Yeah, that was a memory I'll have forever. Just bunch of my guy friends at my high school. We've been playing basketball since we were little. We always dreamed about making it big and going all the way to the state finals. And for it to actually happen, it was a dream. And yeah, I will never forget that. But I picked baseball because that's been the love since I was little. I love baseball and basketball. It's just baseball just has a little bit something special to it.
Speaking of love for the game, we spent some time out at LSU to start the season with the team. Little did we know we would see almost half the season in that one weekend. But how was it? You got to play at LSU even before the Hoosiers did. I saw some clips of you hitting bombs in the Derby, and then your team played really well. Let us know, as a high school, I mean, you were a junior in high school playing at the Box. How was that experience?
Oh, that was really cool. Just to be in one of the greatest settings in college baseball. You know, the Box, it's a very nice stadium, and it's a cool memory for me, but not just for me and my dad, because he got to actually throw the BP to me on the field. So that's kind of a cool thing that we get to share together, and I loved it. It was great.
So we've heard that you've been working out with Ethan Vikramba and Luke Hayden. When you're working out together, do you remind Luke about the homer at the BART?
I probably said something before, but not too often. You know, we're just – him and I were good friends, good buddies, and we just like to compete. And so I bet I've said something probably in the past, but nothing too personal.
So, Kip, you play many different sports. You've been playing for years and years, so you've had a lot of different coaches. Is there a specific coach that stands out, or maybe someone that you've learned the most from?
I'd say I think I have three that I'd have to say that stick out. One, my dad. You know, he's been coaching me since I was, you know, five years old, and he just teach me how to play the game of baseball, how to carry myself out on the field. So he's been with me along this whole journey and just helped me get to where I am today. I say another one would be Scott French. I played with him in the fall, and he just knows a lot about hitting, and he's really helped me grow as a hitter and as a player. And then I'd say the last one would be one of the Royal Scouts. He just taught me about the pro side of baseball and just understanding how that works, and I'm glad that I've got the opportunity with him.
So how has the Grant Park Summer League worked out for you? It was a chance to play ball after being off for so long. So how has that been working out for you?
it's been great. It's like a pre-fall, you know, so I don't have to get there and struggle right off the bat, seeing all these college pitchers, and I'm getting used to the velo and the stuff, and it'll be good for me coming in the fall. It's been great.
This guy's just throwing some real heat in that league. I've been able to go there twice now on Mondays, and they seem to be rolling out the Friday guys on Monday, if you know what I mean. Who's the hardest guy? It's not on the script, but you know, who's the hardest guy you faced out there? What, you've been out there about a month, right?
Yeah. I've seen McDermott from Ball State. He's been 95, I believe. I think they threw Jared Pullen out there. He was 96 once. But those are two guys that stick out to me.
And the velo is the hardest to get used to, even just not the breaking balls, just not having live pitching for all this time?
I'd say probably the velo, since, you know, in high school ball, you don't see that too much. You don't see the velo with the stuff. And it's just the quality of pitching. It's just tough to get used to, but I'm holding my own, so it's all right.
You're more than holding your own, man. Last night we heard you're up for the MVP, possibly of the league.
I've been told that, but I don't really know. I've been told I was voted in the ballot for MVP, but many guys could get that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you were part of obviously the senior class of 2020, and around the country, you know, it affected so many young men and women. And first off, I got to tell you, you know, the way you handled it, from what I've heard, has been nothing but professional and mature. From what I've read, obviously, it's been a lot of articles, actually. But for you, it was twofold, because you had your team ready to try to repeat or at least get to the final of basketball. And then that tournament gets shut down. And then your baseball team doesn't even get started. Can you talk about just a little bit about how, you know, a lot of young men having to mature pretty damn quick, and just how it was, and it had to be a bonding experience with your friends, I'm sure. Not that you wanted to go through it, but just to hear from a senior of 2020 in this world, you know?
Yeah, it sucked. We all had goals. We all had dreams of, you know, making it there to the state finals. I never got to do it for baseball, and, you know, that was one thing that I really wanted to focus on my senior year, just get out there and hopefully play a game on Victory Field. So I think I just got over it with just staying busy, not quitting on my hitting or my weight training, just focusing on getting ready for the next level, making myself better every day. That's kind of how I coped with it and kept my mind right.
And I'm sure a lot of things went into this, but why'd you end up picking IU for college?
Many reasons. You know, I'm only 50 minutes away from the campus, and my number one priority was making it easy for my friends, my family, anybody that wants to come watch me, and make it convenient for them, not having the big long road trip, and just them having that have that haul. And there's something to be said about playing for your home state. So it's kind of a pride thing that you get to play for your state, and I think that's pretty cool. Another thing I'd have to say would be just family ties. My uncle played for the 1987 basketball team, and he won a national championship with Coach Knight. So that's something that kind of drew me there too.
That's awesome. So Kip, can you tell us about some of your favorite moments or memories as an athlete so far?
I have to say the game on the BART, on BART Kauffman, that was real fun. Great experience. I'd have to say playing in Jupiter for 2 years with some of the best competition in high school baseball, seeing some of the best guys in the country. It was great, and competing and showing everybody that Indiana baseball, you know, we've got it here. Going undefeated twice in pool play there. And I think that was one thing that was stuck out. And obviously the state run in basketball. Not many people get to do that. And it was just really fun. I loved it.
So have you been clued in yet on your roommate situation for the fall?
Yes, I'll be in my quadrant. I'll have Coach Sirionis. He'll be with me. I'm really excited. He's a real great guy. And then the other two will be Casper Clark and Joe Reed.
There you go. So you get a catcher. You get two big pitchers.
Yeah.
And we got our infield. All right, that's a room. There you go. That's a crew right there.
We're gonna be a tall crew with.
Yeah. Well, Casper's a giant. Casper,
yeah.
I met Casper 2 years ago, and I remember I had to stick my neck up. Like, he was three heads above, and this was two years ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, I've known you a couple of years also, and I got to say, I don't know what you've been eating or these gyms that you've been going to. When I saw you 2 weeks ago, I was with Matt Riccardi, and he goes, I think that's Kip. I'm like, his face looks like Kip, but he looks like a bigger dude. You know, you're definitely hitting the weights. You're definitely a bigger guy from just when I saw you with South High School and even at the BART. Like, we'll probably add the BART home run video into this, and then people can see. You know, you've definitely taken your, conditioning serious. And that must have been something you really worked on with the quarantine, I guess, with all that time, right?
Yeah. Just eating right, getting in the gym, getting bigger. That's one thing I really had to work on. So when I get there, I'm not feeling like the odd guy out and not competing with the guys in the weight room, because they've all had some college weight training. So to get as big and as strong as possible before you get there really helps out.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, like I said, you got a catcher, a pitcher, and but do you have a fellow recruiter in your room? Because from what you were telling me, you did a hell of a recruit job with Tank Espelin, huh? Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I got a funny story there. So about last week, I was invited out to Vegas by one of the incoming volleyball recruits, Tommy Stockham. And she's got a place in California that we went to. And so we were staying there. Tommy, she used to be a USC commit. So her and Tank Espelin, they were good friends. So while I was there, Tank actually messaged Tommy, and she said, hey, I'm actually getting recruited pretty hard by Indiana. And knowing that she was committed to Indiana for volleyball, she's like, no way, I got an IU baseball commit with me right now. And she's like, maybe we could meet up and like hang out and talk a little bit. So he sent us his location. He was only 30 minutes away. So we got in the car and we met up, and we finally we did some baseball workouts, and we hit on the field, played some catch, and we got to know each other a little bit. And then we got dressed and cleaned up, and we went out on the beach later that night and hung out. And really great guy. And so I was telling him all about Bloomington, how great the guys are, the coaching staff, and how it's one of the best in the country. And the next morning I wake up and he committed to IU. And I was like, man, that was crazy.
Always recruiting, huh? I like it. I like it, man. Now, I really want to thank you for giving us some of your time. And, you know, for people who might not know, there is a game scheduled. Let's see. I have it here. It's Thursday nights. The Grand Park is going to be going over to Victory Field. And the Snapping Turtles, which is Kip's team, is going to be playing the A team on Thursday, July 23rd at 6:30 p.m. So you can check Kip and Casper Clark, his roommate, who's also on the team. I don't know if he'll be pitching that day, but I've seen Kip. You've been DHing. You've been playing some third base, right?
Yeah, I've been playing mostly third base, but it's kind of like a rotation thing because we have another third baseman on the team. So I've been getting some time at first, third, and DH.
Okay. Oh, first, too. Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing first, yep.
Good deal, good deal. But if people want to, you know, as I know, those Monday, Tuesday doubleheaders are rough to get out to Grand Park. If you're working or if you have, you know, children at home, whatever the case. There are those Thursday nights, July 23rd. You can see Kip play at Victory Field. That's going to be about it for tonight. Again, thank you, Kip, for giving us some of your time. I know you're a busy guy. So that'll be it for episode 53 of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Wanted to definitely thank Kip for joining us. You can follow us at IUBay17 on Twitter. You can also follow us at CU at the BART on Twitter. We've got Instagram at IUBase. The hashtag IUBase Facebook group is something you could join too if you wanted to see some more information about Indiana baseball. So Oh, also, feed the algorithm. If you're listening to this and you're more of a podcast listener than watcher, write some good reviews. I'm not sure why it helps, but I hear it does. So please help us out there. For Carl James, Josh Bennett, Cassidy Palmer, and Kip Fugers, I'm Chris Feeney, and we'll see you at the bar. To see my baby.